Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 28, 1804, day 74 of the expedition. Camped 12 miles up the river on the left side. We've been waiting for the expedition to meet some of the Plains Indians. Well, today they finally do. This first encounter is with one Indian of the Missouri tribe. They are able to communicate with him, gaining accurate information as to where the tribes are and what they are up to.
Set out early this morning. The wind blew from the northwest by north. A dark, smoky morning, some rain. At 1 mile past a bluff on the starboard, the first high land above the Nodaway, approaching the river on that side an island and creek 15 yards wide on the starboard above this bluff. As this creek has no name, I call it Indian Knob Creek. Our party on shore came to the river and informs us that they heard firing to the southwest. George Drurier brought in a Missouri Indian, which he met with hunting in the prairie. This Indian is one of the few remaining of that nation and lives with the Otoes. His camp is about 4 miles from the river. He informs us that the great gang of the nation were hunting the buffalo on the plains. His party was small, consisting only of about 20 lodges. He informs us a Frenchman is living with another camp some miles further. This Indian appears sprightly and makes use of the same pronunciation of the Osage, calling the chief Inca. Captain William Clark, July 28, 1804.
The Osage and the Missouri languages are both of the Siouan language family, though of different divisions of that family. The word Inca has no connection with the Inca of South America. Gary Moulton, in a conversation with a Robert Rankin, identifies the word as Haka, the Osage word for sacred being or chief. This encounter demonstrates how important it was to include some interpreters in the expedition's party. The interpreters are Pierre Cruzat and George Drurier. Both of these men were familiar with the French language and some of the Indian dialects. Often the Indian was translated into French and then into English. Tomorrow, messengers to the Otoes camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.